An Afghan ministry remains cautious in the wake of the Pope's comments and a day of rage. Christians meet for one of the largest gatherings in Kazakhstan, and God brings together vision and talent to resource the Hungarian church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Three words are causing great concern around the world. Yom El-Harab, Arabic for Day of Rage. For InterServe's John Kennedy, that's especially true. He says one of their partners in Afghanistan confirmed the disturbing report.
The imams had called for a day of rage where they encourage their Muslim people to protest, go onto the streets, and so on. Our people have learned over the years that they're attuned into those kinds of pronouncements and warnings, and they have to lie low, they have to not go out.
Even so, Kennedy says it won't affect their work long term.
We continue to place people in that part of the world and other parts of the Muslim world. We do it wisely and carefully. We have protocols in all of our fields, no matter where we place people, as to when they're to hibernate or lie low, when they're to make plans and carry out an evacuation or whatever, and when they can stay.
Kazakhstan, meanwhile, is a country that's predominantly Muslim and is facing some religious freedom issues. Despite the challenges, the World Evangelical Alliance says God is moving. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe says the spread of Christianity is a sight to behold.
I remember visiting Kazakhstan in the early 90s, and there was so very few believers among the Kazakh people themselves. But God has done a marvelous work in these last 10 or 15 years, and I was able to speak at the largest gathering of Kazakh believers in history.
4,000 believers gathered in Almaty for worship and teaching, says Tunnicliffe. He says most of the new believers are 40 years of age and younger.
Most of these people are from Muslim backgrounds and have been under tremendous pressure since they became believers and have had to make great sacrifices for being followers of Jesus. And so the church is going to continue to grow. And they're growing with a missionary vision.
Prayer is needed for encouragement, protection, boldness, and support as they move forward with outreach plans. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's been little word on the draft amendments to Russia's religion law. However, for those involved in ministry in-country, there is concern. Greater Europe Mission's Liz Loeffler.
It's going, I think, just really to shutting down the ministries or having much more control over them. What it's going to look like, I think, is almost anybody's guess.
Loeffler says the subtle shift in the mindset supporting these changes creates the challenge for their team.
I've just seen much more emphasis put on some of the laws that were on the books that hadn't been enforced before with regard to registration of visas for mission workers.
Loeffler doesn't want to react prematurely and urges prayer as they wait.
There has been suggestion that maybe we have to go into more of a tent-making ministry in Russia, where we'd be working for a secular organization and then just doing ministry on the side. I know that's been in the minds of many people.
Next, 1 year ago, Hurricane Stan ripped through Central America, causing mudslides, flooding, and nearly 2,000 deaths. In Guatemala, where the death toll was highest, AMG cares for 8,000 children. Many of those kids lost all their worldly possessions in the disaster. AMG's projects are helping meet the physical, spiritual, and educational needs of these kids and their families. But they need sponsors. $25 a month sponsors a child. And the release of the World Bible Translation Center's ERV Hungarian New Testament set an exciting project into motion. An enthusiastic Hungarian seminary student is working to make the recording available on the internet for free due to scarcity of resources. Meanwhile, a new believer wanted to find a way to use her voice for ministry. God brought visionary and talent together, and they've been working together to allow Hungarian-speaking people to hear the message of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.